Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What an exciting day. It's Passover tonight at twilight, and the full moon is there in all sorts of ways that we can see how God uses our passions to build the kingdom. And then tomorrow, how fun. It's Palm Sunday. So as we head into Holy Week, you know, how fun it is to me that we get to have these two guests today on Kingdom Pursuits. Number one, I've got Julie Castro with me, and she was at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. I met her there, and they are doing a film that is unbelievable. She's with Thirst No More Productions and I Am Life, Wonderment in the Womb. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk with you.
I am excited to talk with you. And this film is like, what artistic expression of the amazing thing that God does every time you think about it. Every time there's a conception, there's something absolutely spectacularly amazing going on. And you guys, you spent a whole movie to try to show that artistically. It's absolutely beautiful, Julie. Where did that concept come from?
Interestingly enough, it actually came to me in 2019 when I was at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and I had a television show at the time. And I kept on seeing this reoccurring theme of people I was interviewing, and it was all about life. And so I thought it was actually a television show. Well, it turned out every time I tried to edit the television show, I was like, nope, nope, nope. And I sat on the idea until about 2021. And a friend and I were praying, and she said, because I knew there was something to do with life. And I have a friend, her name is Julie as well, and she has a prophetic dance team. And from there, when we were praying, it was like, let's show life in a completely different way. People have seen fetus photos. They've seen documentaries of, you know, men and women and their experiences. We've seen protests. We know it's all polarized. What can we do to change hearts and minds towards the beauty, value, and celebration of life? And the Lord gave me to show life the first 40 weeks through dance. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, wait, we got a whole bunch of stuff lined up for you all today with that. And then second up, we have Dr. George Miller. And he has authored an amazing book called The Holiness Experience. And interestingly, he uses the word, and it's evolution. So, you know, Dr. Miller, I found that fascinating. But I got to tell you that holiness is a gigantic man, like so beautiful and so important to every pastor, so important to all of us. What an adventure God has you on.
Well, about 10 years ago, the Lord led me to write a book called The Holiness Experience and Its Evolution. And the reason for it is because of the community that we live in. I saw many, many churches that was declining. And we have to remember that our motive is the Great Commission.
Right.
And so we wrote a book, The Holiness Experience and Its Evolution. Then the Feast for Harvest is the, one of the subtopics, main topic. And we want to say that this book has a step-by-step process of planting new churches and growing existing churches. We feel that the focus will be one that will grow and make all churches healthy if people are willing to come together and work and plan. Okay?
That's beautiful. Absolutely. Well, I know neither of you have been on the show before, I don't think. But
nope, not me.
You're fixing to see that the part of my show is in what my audience expects is that we're going to play a little shenanigans before we get into the deeper, more profound stuff. And so, speaking of holiness, right? So part of shenanigans is just simply Robbie's going to tell some dad joke kind of riddles, and you just suffer through it or enjoy it, depending on your taste in humor.
Okay.
And if you can guess one of these, you know, that's, oh, man, we love it when that can happen. And I've been training my producer for years on how to get these, and so he's gotten pretty good.
Yeah.
We're going to see how he does today. So first up, the Holy Land, you know, we're talking about holiness. So the Holy Land is not, I don't know if you knew this, it's not a fake place. What is it? The Holy Land is not a fake place. What is it? What do you think, Dr. Miller or Julie?
Well, are we talking Israel?
You're right. It's Israel. Israel. Oh, yeah.
There's a Holy Land.
Let's take it further. He is real.
Oh, yeah, there he is real. He is. Okay. So here's a little bit tricky.
We could say the Holy Land is where he is.
Yeah, you're right. He is. That is, you couldn't be more right. So this one's a little harder. Why isn't holy water used in vaccines? What do you think, Nick? Why isn't holy water used in vaccines?
Because we are holy.
That's true. But the other answer might be because you can't take the Lord's name in vain.
In vain. Goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah. Yes. And my personal favorite on the list, before we get to the actual riddle that people can call in and win today. So what do you call a man who can perform any task to an adequate degree? Again, this man can perform any task to an adequate degree, and he teaches holy women good habits. What do you call this guy? He's a jack of all trades, and he teaches holy women good habits.
Holy women good habits.
You would call him...
Is it a nun?
A holy counselor.
Or a priest?
You're close. He's a jack of all trades and a master of none. You got the habit part, and you got the holy women. Yeah, there you go. Jack of all trades, master of none, just to, you know, really.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, you knew at the end of those shenanigans, Nick knew anyway, that I would have a riddle that you could call in and win today. And so if you can answer this riddle, it'd call in at 866-348-7884. Here it is. What holy day comes tomorrow that features an animal ridden by God that was the best choice, hands down? let's say this could be an easy one. What holy day comes tomorrow that features an animal ridden by God that was the best choice, hands down? 866-348-7884-866-34-TRUTH. And Nick, if they can answer that riddle, tell them what they'll win.
Absolutely, yes. You'll be winning a prize from our Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault. It can get anywhere from a book, date the word calendar, or, you know, even a back stretcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you just don't know what we have in the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault. 866-348-7884. What holy day comes tomorrow that features an animal ridden by God that was the best choice, hands down? 866-348-7884. This will be fun. So we got to go to a break. When we come back, hopefully we'll be taking all your calls about that very easy question. And we're going to get into this amazing book, The Holiness Experience and Its Evolution, and what we can learn from it, as well as, I'm very excited, wait till you see, it's all at kingdompursuits.com, by the way, the trailer for the wonderment in the womb.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. So fun today, we have Dr. George Miller and his book, The Holiness Experiment and Its Evolution. Excuse me, not experiment, The Holiness Experience and Its Evolution. And Julie Castro with Thirst No More Productions and their film, I Am Life, Wonderment in the Womb. And it's such an amazing project, so absolutely beautiful. Again, all those, the information on those, you'll find them at kingdompursuits.com. And links to the film and the information on that, as well as you can just order Dr. Miller's book. Just go right there to Kingdom Pursuits, and you can get it off Amazon. In the meantime, we have Kristen is with us, and Pinedale Church has got an event we want to let you know about real quick. So, Kristen, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am excited. I love Easter. I love Pinedale Church, and so something's got to be good.
yeah, we've got a great drama and musical coming up April 19th. We have two programs that day, a 3 o'clock and a 6 p.m. Showing of the program More Than Just a Man. Arranged by Richard Kingsmore and created by Christopher Mackin and Kimberly Messer. And a really neat story about ministry, life, and resurrection of Jesus, the death. But it's seen through the eyes of Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea. So it's a neat twist on the story, and it's got some really personal touches at the end. So we're excited about it.
Let me just tell you, I'm excited about it. I, as you were talking about it, I went, oh, my goodness, listen to that. So for a lot of you listening, you may know that my boss and the founder of the Truth Network's name is Stu Epperson, wrote a book, The Last Words of Jesus. Richie Kingsmore, who is the one who apparently is set up the music for this, is an unbelievably gifted. A lot of people that have gone to Calvary for years would know Richie was their worship leader for years and years. Richie is a fabulous talent, and if he did this, I'm telling you, it's going to be—he's going to be worth going to. And so it's going to be this next Saturday. That's April 19th, which is next Saturday, right? The day before Easter. It's like Easter Eve.
And we are busy today getting the set up and finished and preparing for this, because such a great ministry tool for us. And we are super excited to share the message in this way. And it's a little different twist to it, which we also enjoy. So
that's so beautiful.
We hope you'll come out and join us.
I hope everybody will too. And you tell my friend Richie that Robbie said, hi, man, that's awesome. I'm so excited for you guys. That's going to be amazing.
Will do.
All right. God bless. You have a great day, Kristen.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That sounds fun. It's at Pinedale Church again next Saturday, the 19th. I'm sure if you go to their website, Pinedale, you can find out all about it, get tickets or whatever you need. So getting back to, Julie, your production, it's, as you said, it's through dance, but there are so many visual things with this dance that, can you kind of explain it? Like what, so you're going to take people through conception to birth? Is that what's going to go on?
And so we basically, every scene is approximately 2.5 or 3 minutes long. We start with conception, where you see a woman holding a hula hoop representing the woman. And you see another woman, and it's all female dancers that are dancing this. And she has like a long silk veil to represent the male. And then we bring the two together, and God is speaking in that moment about, I have called you, my love has called you into being From there, then we go into, we talk about cells multiplying, then the spine begins to develop, and we take the viewer through the process. Now, it is creative, and we've taken creative license, so there might be some things out of sequence, or some things happen simultaneously. So even though, you know, like the spine is developing, the brain's developing, arms and legs are starting to develop, we can only show them sequential. And that is what we have done. And each scene is its own separate dance with its own separate costumes and its own separate props. And I'll give you an example. In the very beginning, when the backbone of the child, this child's spine, is being developed, God says to the child, and the woman who is the principal dancer representing the child who was talking, he says, "I will be your backbone." And it's a staff.
Oh, wow.
And when the backbone hits the floor, and there's, I don't know, it's just something about this movie. It's God's movie, and he is showing life in a different way, and he's speaking to each viewer however they need to be spoken to. This is, and I just followed what the Holy Spirit told me to do. And so it's about 80 minutes long, so about an hour and 20 minutes, and it has music and it has dialogue between God and the child.
Go ahead. We got time to cover more of it. Believe me, it's going to be an absolutely amazing experience for you. And again, you can find out about that at kingdompursuits.com. But I want to go back to Dr. Miller. And so holiness itself, you know, back at the turn of the 20th century, right, the holiness movement was huge. And churches were growing like crazy, springing up all over the place. And so it's interesting that you would use that term. And it's kind of cool, isn't it, that can you kind of tell us how that, because I think a lot of people view holiness with a sort of a different lens than maybe God does.
Yes. Well, I'm a member of the Holiness Church, and as I said before, the title of my book is not the Holiness. This book was created out of the examining of this holiness experience. Seeds for Harvest is the name of the book. Kingdom Building for Christ. The idea of it is that holiness challenges young people, connect diverse people population, mobilize committed people, and new churches as a result of the great commission that Christ has given. That's where the holiness comes in. The book is Seeds for Harvest, but we want to make sure the public understand that there is a process, there is a great process of planting and growing new churches. The book was written to assist church leaders and developers in focus and direction as it relates to church planting and growth. And when our churches grow, that means the probability that we could touch the citizens of that community and make our world a better place. And that's, that is the focus of this writing that I did.
Right. So, and when you talk about planting these churches, like here comes this new pastor, here comes this new ministry, from a standpoint of, what do you feel like it should be his key? Obviously, the Great Commission, but practically, what is he going to do when he shows up in town?
Well, the thing about it is we got to love like Jesus. We got to live like Jesus. And we got to love the unbeliever. When we show love, that has an opportunity to draw people closer to Christ, to somehow change or convert their behavior into a believer's behavior. And this is a process. It is is ongoing, and we don't reject anybody because in time, it's not us that will do the change. It is Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that could cause a person to be a new individual. And that's my way of answering that question.
Right. And so, you know, and to the other question, back to the one I originally said, I said, you know, from a standpoint of holiness, a lot of people don't view it in that lens. And so the first word that probably would not come out of most people's mouths when you mentioned holiness is love, right? However, you know, God is love.
That's right.
And the word holiness in Hebrew is kadosh, and it starts out with the letter kuf, and that has to do with proximity, how close you get to God. And the closer you get to love, interestingly, the more holy you become. And so I love that you start out with that. I really do. It's absolutely spectacular when I think about it, that how can you miss, right? If pastors would go about trying to love like Jesus, you know, people saw that, it's pretty attractive, right?
That's right. And the philosophy that I have for our church, of course, we started from zero about 10 years ago. And right now we have about 400 individuals that have joined our church. We're not saying that everybody in the church is saved. Everybody in the church has conformed to God. But what we're saying is that when we make contact with those individuals, the long-term goal is ultimately for them to become a believer, and change and follow the steps that Christ has left for us to love, to obey his will, etc. And so, but
that's beautiful. Unfortunately, Dr. Miller, we got to go to a break. Okay. When we come back, we got a whole lot more talking about wonderment in the womb and again the holiness experience. But also, I can't believe nobody's called in to tell us what day tomorrow is that features an animal ridden by God.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. You know, the idea of this show originally and has been, I guess, for nearly 20 years now is, you know, God puts a word on your heart, and maybe that word is to make a film or to write a book or maybe to teach a Sunday school class, or maybe you're supposed to teach sailboarding at summer camp or something. God put it on your heart to do it. He takes you on this adventure, and then, oh man, you sit back and you see what, through your obedience, God just blesses your socks off. And so we try to get folks every week that have taken that step of obedience and share where God's used that to build the kingdom. And it's absolutely amazing, and how God has brought so many amazing people over the years. And we would love, always, you know, you can go to kingdompursuits.com, contact me, easy enough. You got somebody that you know wrote a book or that did something that just, man, this person is a teacher of special needs people or whatever it is that you just see. God gave them a challenge. They stepped into it. And so you just reach out to me at kingdompursuits.com, and I would love to have them on. I dearly love to see what God puts on people's hearts and what that ends up being. And along those lines, Julie Castro, like, oh my goodness, if you go to kingdompursuits.com and you watch the trailer for this film and you see, like, I got to talk to, I think was it you or did I talk to your partner that is the dance person that I talked to at the NRB? Was that you?
No, it was me.
And the passion that went into this project, like, oh my goodness, it was like, man, if there was a Kingdom Pursuits topic, this one is it. Because what you got to learn, like what God came after you as you were doing this, because like you said, the Holy Spirit was leading you and he touched your heart with these scenes, right?
Oh my gosh, I still weep. And I watch things, and I will tell you that we did a beta screening of the movie in March, and we realized there's some things that need to be done to it. But I look at it, watch the movie, and I'm adding to the script, And I still weep. I'm still weeping. And the interesting thing is, I've even had a couple of testimonies from women in the beta screening who were touched by the Holy Spirit, that, and they go, something happened, and I don't understand it, but God is healing me, and I'm believing that this, the Holy Spirit is going to talk to every single person very differently, because God knows exactly where they're at, where, what they need to be healed of. And I'm just honored and humbled that he would choose me to do this movie, because it is not a Hollywood movie by any means. And so you have to go into it with an open mind, because we don't want to limit God.
But by the same token, the production is excellent. Based on the trailer.
Thank you. Well,
it looks wonderful. I mean, I was really like, man, I can hardly wait.
Well, and I'll tell you, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it, because the cinematographer, that was an God-ordained moment how I met this man. He's not even a believer, but I'll tell you what, God is working on him, and he uses one of the best cameras that you can use in filming. And he had an eye, and he caught the vision of the movie, and that was the key. And when I met him and I saw his reel, I said, oh, my goodness. And he listened to us pray every single time before we started dancing. And he heard, and we prayed at the end. And so God is moving, and that's the whole thing. I will tell you, Robbie, that this movie, this trailer won first place in San Francisco Art House Film Festival. San Francisco, of all places, it's just like Dr. Miller was saying, you know, his doors are open. This is the audience that we want to reach. It's going back to the Great Commission, right? As believers, we believe in the sanctity, holiness, the value of life. But for those who don't, that's who God's going after. And we just let the Holy Spirit do the rest once they've watched the movie.
That's so beautiful. Absolutely, absolutely. And so, Dr. Miller, how long ago did God put it on your heart to write this book? You said 4 years ago?
Yes, that's right. And it is, we have worked this book, and it is, I've used the strategies of this book, the step-by-step strategies for planting and growing new churches from scratch. And we have taken a church from zero up to almost 400 people in about 3 or 4 years. And it's steady growing. Now we are expanding. We are getting ready. We have a building project on the go. And it is a way of reaching people who was basically non-believers. They were, I guess, in the street. They were partying, et cetera. But now they have conformed to the will of God, and we feel that we're going to be, we'll leave a positive legacy as it relates to doing the things Christ's way and embracing the Great Commission. What Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you, and lo, I'll be with you always. And we are standing on the command that Christ has given, and we feel that we have made a great difference in the community in which I live.
Right. It sounds like it. So where is that church?
It's in the city called Louisville, Mississippi, northeast Mississippi, and it is in a town of Louisville. It's about 50,000 people. Yeah.
That's beautiful, absolutely amazing, right? And to see God at work as that church grows, and you see community happen, right? Because if it's based on love, like you talked about, then you know when you see one family loving on another family, especially when things come down, then man, you know God is up there smiling, because we were meant to be in a community. Right, we weren't meant to hang out alone like so many people, unfortunately, are doing today. Right,
that's right. And one of the things I see is that regardless of what lifestyle the person is in, we go to the person and we show love. And I think sometimes that brings them to a point of being different, It brings them not only closer to God, but it helps them and teach them how to build positive relationship with other people. And in our communities where you have the violence and all of this, all it impacts those things. And we are striving to continue to do it. And we just pray that God will give us the wisdom to continue to take them to the next level, because the purpose of us doing this was to grow churches, new church plants. And then we want to teach at the movement that we're in, the holiness movement, our younger pastors to do the same thing.
Yeah, and that's a really, you know, our God just multiplies. You know, that's his, the whole idea of, right, birth to begin with, that we were talking about, Julie, is that it's right. Multiplication. And new life is coming through these new churches, but it's also the opportunity, and so glorious that when you see a church come to life, it's not unlike the film that you're making, right?
Oh, exactly. I'm going to tell you what, the life in general, we don't even realize, and what we've tried to do with this movie is show that the development of the child, this is a human being that is worth keeping, and that person has a plan and a purpose that only God knows. And even in the movie, he starts to show the child. Now, remember, in the womb, we're not really remembering any of this stuff, but then as adults, and it's not only life in the womb, that's what the movie's about, but I'm talking life in general. Listen, I'm 65 years old, and I'm producing a movie for the very first time. Listen, the latter years are better than the former, right? And so at 65, here I am doing something completely different that I've never done, but it was God's will. Who would have ever guessed?
That's so beautiful.
If people would understand that, you know, life is not over, even in the worst of times.
We got to go to a break, I'm afraid, Julie. But when we come back, we got a lot more, so stay tuned. Don't want to miss out on any of this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And so fun today. Here we are on Palm Sunday Eve to enjoy Dr. Miller with his holiness experience and its evolution, as well as Julie Castro with her film, I Am Life. That's the name of the film. I Am Life, The Wonderment in the Womb. And again, if you go to kingdompursuits.com, you can see a way to get Dr. Miller's book, or you can find out more information on the movie Thirst from Thirst No More Productions, I Am Life. And Julie, when do you expect now that it's going to be out?
Well, because of the beta screening, we've got some more work to do, but we want it God's way, and this is what he's doing. So I'm going to say within the next 3 to 6 months. I don't know for sure, but it's God's timing. But I am believing that it is this year that it will release.
Wonderful. And, of course, you'll let me know, and we can maybe get you back on, and we can talk about, you know, what it's been like since it started out. But, you know, we only have a couple minutes in this particular segment, being the last one. I just want to make sure you get said anything that you wanted to say today that you haven't had a chance to say.
Well, what I would say is, please go on and watch the movie trailer, and please share it with others, because we want to get the word out that life is beautiful, that we want to save lives, both physical and spiritual lives. So please share it, and, you know, I'd love to come back on, Robbie, once I know when it's going to release and where it's going to release. Listen, this is my faith of walk faith.
Yeah.
Walk of faith.
That's right.
My walk of faith, because I don't know. That's how I've done this movie. And he brings the funds as I need them, and I just say, okay, Lord, you do what you want to do, and I will be obedient.
That's beautiful. Absolutely. So, Dr. Miller, same question to you. What did you want to say that you didn't get a chance to say today?
Well, I just certainly would like for the public to consider buying this book, Amazon. It is Seeds for Harvest. It is a book that is really interesting. It gives a step-by-step process of planting and growing new churches. And we feel that this book will seek to help churches to reach out to people other that they would normally wouldn't be reaching out to. And we feel it's a good book, and we feel like it's making a great change in our community in which we live. And we encourage you to buy this book. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's the idea, especially for pastors that are, you know, sitting there wondering, you know, what do I do to connect with my new church, congregation, or maybe you've been struggling for some time and thinking, you know, gee, these people had, you know, this kind of success. And, you know, you're not in a big, huge city to be growing from 40 to 400, right? If you're up there in northern Mississippi. And so is it sort of a rural community?
Somewhat. It's just a little small town, but then the community, I'm going to say the rural portion of that community is very large. And that means that we have to get out and travel to meet people or to meet them at some of the businesses. And we recruit them that way. So, and we got a lot of youth as well. We must have 400 youth in our church at this time. And so I just want to say to the public, just read this book and just look at the steps that we have taken. You just got to draw close to people or people who feel maybe ashamed to come to you. You can come to them and show them that they are valuable resource, and that draws them into the family of God.
Yeah, that's absolutely beautiful. And so was there anything that snuck up on you when you were writing that book, Dr. Miller, that, you know, God had for you, didn't expect when you were writing it?
Well, one of the things, I had written a book called I'd written another book. Now, as I was completing this book came to mind, Seeds for Harvest. The Holiness Experience was one thing, and I wrote about the organization that I'm a part of. But Seeds for Harvest is more of a personal approach to evangelism, personal. And when you can change the mind of a person that you know was going the other way, it gives you, as a believer, it gives you encouragement to continue on doing the same thing. And so Seeds for Harvest is a step-by-step process of planting and growing new churches. And I believe that bishops and pastors should embrace it because it'll give you some different thoughts and ideas. I didn't go into all of the strategies and techniques that we use, but this book has got plenty of good information.
That's awesome. That's awesome. As, again, every single person that's coming into the family is certainly another one for the kingdom. So amazing. Well, thank you guys both so much for being on with me today. It was so much fun, Julie, to talk to with you again. And Dr. Miller, you guys were wonderful, just absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
And so now, you know, we got a whole lot of truth coming on you in the Truth Network. We got Encouraging Prayer with Dr. James Banks, followed by The Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock in Winston-Salem and other markets close by, like in Ohio. And, you know, then that's followed by Man Up with Nikita Koloff. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.